Sidra. Tack had changed since Shimmerquick. Sometime during the 10 days between, Tack's reproductive system had indicated that it was time to switch sides. The implants beneath his skin had responded in kind, releasing a potent mix of hormones that allowed his body to do what it had evolved to do. He didn't look terribly different from the Aeluan woman Sidra had met at the Aurora. His face was instantly recognizable. A lightening of skin and a slight shift in facial cartilage was all that had taken place, but it was enough to be instantly noticeable. What had not changed about Tack was his air of quiet confidence, which was readily apparent the moment Sidra walked into his shop. The proprietor lounged in a broad chair near a window, smoking his pipe and reading something on his scrib. His cheeks flashed colors, and Sidra accessed her reference files in kind. Tack was surprised and pleased. "Well, hey," he said, setting down both scrib and pipe. "It's my friend from the party." Sidra felt the kit smile. He remembered her. "Hello. I hope I'm not intruding." Tack gestured around. "I'm alone, and it's a shop. You're supposed to intrude." The patches on his cheeks went green with amusement. "What brings you here?" "Well, I..." Sidra wasn't sure how to go about this. She'd never bought anything on her own before, not without Pepper's instruction, at least. Perhaps this was a stupid idea. "I'm interested in getting a tattoo." The green took on shades of blue. Tack was very pleased. "You're first, right?" "Yes." "Fantastic. Please," he said, gesturing toward a heap of cushions surrounding a thin, cylindrical table. "Can I get you something to drink? Tea? Mech? Water?" "Mech would be nice, thank you." Sidra sat the kit down as Tack operated the brewer. The shop was a peaceful place, full of plants and curios. A small tank full of some sort of amorphous, schooling sea creature, image-logged, added to research list, hummed calmly against the wall. It stood alongside a strange piece of furniture, a smooth, featureless blob, bigger than she was. This was situated beside an Aeluan-style chair and a huge cabinet checkered with cube-like drawers. The chair appeared to be made of some sort of polymer, but she couldn't identify the material. Image logged, added to research list. Much like the decor at the festival, the shop was strikingly devoid of color. Most of the objects within were gray, white, tan. Even the plants were muted, tarnished silver leaves with just the barest hint of chlorophyll. There were a few items that broke the rule, an abstract painting in bright primaries, the labels on foodstuffs and other multi-species goods, and a quartet of andrisk feathers sticking up out of a thin vase. "Is this typical Aeluan decor?" Sidra asked. "It's quite striking." Tack went back to an amused green, tinged with a bit of curious brown. "Yeah, we tend to like our spaces simple. Too much color gets tiring." "Yet you're a tattoo artist. On Port Coriol." Tack laughed as he picked up two full cups of mech. "I didn't say we don't like color. Color is good. Color is life. But it's also noise, words, passion." He handed Sidra a cup and sat down. "My shop's where I spend most of my day. I want it to be a place where I can chill out and think clearly."
"How do you deal with the markets? Aren't they distracting?"
"They're absolutely distracting. That's the point of a market, to distract you into buying stuff you don't need." He sipped his drink, cheeks swirling as he savored it. "But I was also born here. The market's background static to me."
He looked around the shop.
"Still, though, a quiet place is good." He turned his attention back to Sidra with a friendly teal flush. "But you didn't come here to talk interior decorating. You want ink." He slid his scrib onto the table and gestured.
A small cloud of pixels shot up, awaiting direction. What are you after? Sidra took a sip of Mac. She was stepping into a hot bath, but this body wasn't hers. I'm not quite sure. Tak said, sitting back. He looked cautious. Then why do you want one? Sidra didn't know what to say. The truth was all she could work with, but Tak's change in body language worried her. She'd put him off, and she wasn't sure why. Because of what you said. At the party. Tak laughed. You'll have to be more specific. The kid smiled. Just a little. The reinforced circle. Bringing your mind and body together. She paused. I want that. Tak's cheeks quietly blossomed. Pleased, touched, interested. His caution vanished. Sidra relaxed. Okay, then, Tak said. His long, gray fingers danced near the projected pixels. They followed him like filings chasing after a magnet. Let's narrow it down. Are we going for an anchor or a compass? A memory to ground you or a spark to guide you forward? Sidra processed the question fully. She had some good memories, but she could access those at any time. A spark. A spark. Good. Tak touched the underside of his chin, tapping it as he thought. Tell me what kind of imagery appeals to you. Do you have a favorite animal, a place, anything in particular that inspires you? Sidra wasn't sure she'd ever been inspired. And she wasn't sure how to pick a favorite animal when they were all so interesting. I like... Her pathways raced, trying to find a good answer in a polite amount of time. She sipped her mech again. She was stepping into a hot bath, but this body wasn't hers. That was it. Not mech, but the sensory analogs. That was her favorite thing. She considered the images she'd experienced and tried to narrow it down further. I like the ocean. When I... She stopped herself from saying, when I eat hard candy, I see waves. When I see the ocean, I feel calm. It makes me want to keep eating candy, to keep going, to keep trying new things, to keep living. She processed what she'd just said. She'd said it aloud. So it had to be true. I can work with that, Tak said happily. Sidra had been so focused on answering the question that she hadn't processed him gesturing at the pixels, creating a rough ghost of a wave cresting into the air. Now, how elaborate do we want to get? Do you want something realistic, or are you more into symbols? Sidra pondered. Symbols. Symbols are interesting. I like symbols, too. He continued to gesture, drawing in the air. The wave became fuller, more tangible. Do you want just a wave, or other things with it? Fish? We could add some fish in there. He added outlines of brightly colored fish wriggling through the spray. A memory appeared. Blue answering her questions on the undersea during her first day at the port. She liked that memory. Maybe a compass could be an anchor, too. Yes, fish would be good. She shifted her gaze to the tank by the cabinet, where the strange creatures pulsed and swayed. Ocean creatures in general, I think. Right, right, not just fish. I like it. Tentacles joined the ichthyoid outlines, claws and fronds, too. So, the question becomes, do you want a static tattoo or dynamic? I don't know. Which is better? That is entirely up to you. Sidra thought back to the party. It wouldn't bother you, would it? The moving colors? She didn't want the act of tattooing her to be an unpleasant experience for Tak. She wouldn't be doing this at all if he hadn't planted the idea in her head. She didn't feel comfortable getting ink from just anyone. She wanted the care she'd seen him employ on his customer at Shimmerquick. She wanted to know that he understood why she was doing this at all. It was a tattoo from Tack or nothing.
"Wouldn't bother me at all," Tack said, "though I appreciate the consideration. I've been doing dynamic ink for standards. I'm used to it."
"Well," Sidra said slowly, "then I'd like bots." If the point was to give her something that would help her move forward, then she needed something that actually moved. "But please use colors that aren't irritating to Aeluans." Tak's cheeks turned green through and through. "I'll need some time to design this properly," he said. "But I can tell you right now, this is going to be a great project."